Drive into summer savings at Burt Brothers Tire and Service with unbeatable discounts on complete car care services like free alignment checks, $20 off any Valvoline oil change, $20 AC checks, and $25 off any service over $250. Burt Brothers Tire and Service.
Following is a presentation of KSL Sports.
Hello, Cougar Nation.
Who's open for three? Angle left takes it and makes it. Fusene Traore. And listen to the Cougar Nation.
Every Monday night, we break down the last week of BYU basketball and look ahead to the Cougars' prospects for the postseason. Cougar Nation. Here's BYU insider Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte on Utah's legacy home of the Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Good evening, Cougar Nation, and welcome on into your show, Cougar Nation. Make sure to call in 801-575-8255 over the next hour. We'll be taking your phone calls to discuss all things BYU basketball. And joining me, as always, my Cougar Nation co-host and Cougar Sports Saturday co-host, Matt Biamonte. It's a good week for the Cougars, Matt, as they got a split, but they're trending up in the AP Top 25 poll.
It was nice to see them go up in that poll, Mitch. That kind of caught me by surprise that they jumped up to 19 after beating an unranked Kansas State. But I think that shows the quality and respect of the Big 12, that even going 1-1 against unranked teams, there is still tremendous value in this conference.
I'm with you. I was stunned that they moved up two spots today because I thought, honestly, they were going to maybe be 24, 25, or even slip out. But the perks of being in the best conference in America has its benefits, and BYU moves up to number 19. And BYU navigating its first year in the Big 12 Conference is our question of the day. What's been your biggest takeaway through the first 10 games of BYU's first year in the Big 12? You can weigh in, 801-575-8255. Let's dive into our takeaways from this Big 12 schedule and BYU's win over Kansas State.
Cougar Nation, takeaways. Mitch and Matt analyze BYU's last week of play and what it means for the next week.
BYU takes down Kansas State on Saturday night, 72-66. Outstanding crowd at the Marriott Center, Matt. You pointed it out to me and Nate Slack, our producer here of Cougar Nation. It was probably the best pregame atmosphere we've seen during the Big 12 schedule at home this season.
I wonder if it was the late tip that helped people get there on time or what, but it really did feel like that was the best presence prior to tip-off that BYU's had in Big 12 play. The crowd was sensational, and it had maybe the best moment of the season so far with that kid that munched down the cougar tail. That thing that was amazing, Mitch.
That was truly remarkable, and I'd like to think that helped. That video I shared helped make that kid go viral. His dad gave me an update today. I got in touch with him, and he reached out to me and said that his son was the hit of Deacon's Quorum. So I'm happy yes. that happened for him, and he's enjoying life as the Cougar Tail kid. But that was a lot of fun. We even saw Joe Flacco, NFL Comeback Player of the Year. It was an eventful night, and BYU basketball added to the eventfulness of the evening as they took down K-State 72-66. And, Matt, they were rolling. BYU was. They were up to a 17-point lead at one point. They let it dwindle all the way down to 2 points. But despite the second-half lull to allow K-State to get back into it, Mark Pope was pretty happy with the way his team played in that second half to close out the game.
The flow of the game affected us down the stretch, but the guys fought hard enough to just keep going and keep going. Like, hey, this is what we do. We're getting all the stuff we want. This is how we want it. This is where we want it. We know occasionally things don't go in, but it's gonna go in next. You know, we're gonna make a great play next. We're gonna get another stop next. And so, I loved the finish of the game. I think it'll continue to help our guys' confidence grow in the sense of like just keep pushing forward.
You buying that, Matt?
Absolutely. That was my biggest takeaway from the game, Mitch, is that BYU did not play well. They had another second-half struggle. They were out-rebounded by 8. They only made 8 threes, shooting 32%. They were outscored in the paint. There were a lot of things that did not go their way in this game. They were horrible from the free-throw line, sub-50%, and yet they found a way to win. They've played much better than this and lost games in the Big 12. They found a way to win. And that's what you got to do when you're playing some of the best in the conference. Find a way to win. That's exactly what they did.
K-State's Arthur Kaluma had a big game. He had 18 points. If you remember him, he was at Creighton last year and went off for a career high against BYU, 27 points. he was a heck of a player. But I got to say, too, to add to your point, Matt, it's nice that BYU was underwhelming. They still came away with a win, and they took down a program like Kansas State, who's had recent NCAA tournament success. They were an Elite Eight team last year, and it kind of feels like, yeah, BYU did what they're supposed to do. That's the nice thing about, again, being in the Big 12 Conference, where you move up in the AP Top 25, one, that's great. And then two, you have a win over a team like Kansas State, and the fan base is like, okay, on to the next one. In years gone by, these opportunities against a Kansas State would have been celebrated as one of the great wins of all time because of the name on the front of the jersey. But being in this conference, you get so many opportunities to play quality teams. It's just, again, a fun journey being in the Big 12 Conference and seeing BYU as they improve to 5-5 in Big 12 play. Takeaway number two, Matt, this was a positive development that I don't know if many people thought was going to actually materialize at any point this season in Big 12 play. That was the emergence of Trey Stewart. He gave BYU some valuable minutes off the bench, and this was Mark Pope after the game on Trey giving BYU a spark.
I was really proud of Trey. You know, he's been increasingly bringing unbelievable energy to our practices and our locker room, and playing great in practice and working hard. And his minutes were really, really important tonight, and he played a huge role in this win. And I'm really proud of him and happy for him. And it's awesome to watch guys grow, man. It really is. It's pretty special to watch guys grow.
Trey Stewart had an impact in his 9 minutes played. 4 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, and most importantly, no turnovers when he was running the backup point guard job when Dallin Hall got a breather. Those are 9 valuable minutes, and if he can continue to give you 7 to 8 to 9 minutes, play good D, he had a great effort-based steal. That's exactly what this team needs, because those backup point guard minutes behind Dallin Hall, it's been hard to find success there. If Trey Stewart can hold it down for 7, 8, or 9 minutes like he did against Kansas State, that will help this team as they get deeper into conference play.
It was great to see, and Trey's been performing well in practice. Back on Thursday, you know, he had one of his best practices that I've seen from him this season, and I thought to myself, maybe there's a chance he could play, but then I thought, it's just not going to happen. He hadn't played since January 9th at Baylor, and that was a brief cameo appearance. I mean, to the point where Mark Pope was saying maybe the best backup point guard to Dallin Hall was Ali Khalifa. And he thought, this is never going to happen again for Trey, but he kept battling, and he gave BYU a nice spark. I thought that was huge for him to have success early in his minutes, because had he suffered a few turnovers or maybe committed a few fouls, it kind of gone south for him. And now you feel like if he can play and give BYU 8 to 10 minutes a game, that just does a world of good for BYU and its depth. As in that win over Kansas State, Matt, Mark Pope reshuffled the starting five. Ali Khalifa returned from the illness, and he changed up the starting five. And that's takeaway number three. I liked that starting five change that went with Dallin Hall at the point guard. You had Spencer Johnson at the two, Trevin Nell at the three, Noah Waterman at the four, Ali Khalifa at the five, and then coming off the bench, Jackson Robinson and Fusini Traore and Richie Saunders. That's quite the eight-man rotation for BYU.
That was a really nice move, and I think the reason it needed to be made is Trevin Nell was giving you next to nothing off the bench. I know he got banged up against UCF, but it really felt like the starting version of Trevin Nell was a really high-level player, a great shooter that provided a ton of value on both ends of the floor. The bench version of Trevin Nell was nowhere near the starting level of Trevin Nell. But Jackson Robinson and Fush Traore, Mitch, had already proven they can be impactful and effective regardless of whether they start. And so I like putting Nell back into a situation where he's comfortable. He ends up with 10 points. If you can get 10 from Nell as a starter and then you still get the double digits from Robinson and Traore, that's the world you want to live in. That's the world BYU has to be in if they want to have success in the NCAA tournament. I really like the move, like just like you did.
We're taking your phone calls here on Cougar Nation, 801-575-8255. We're taking a break. We'll get to the question of our thoughts on BYU's first 10 games and what surprised us in Big 12 play coming up next here on Cougar Nation.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. through this week. Come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.